Where the 99.1 The Sports Animal brings you inside the fight game of the MMA.
Oh my God.
With a weekly one-hour show. Whoa! In the Cage MMA Radio.
Dude, this might be a bad idea.
Hosts Vince Ferrara and Tim Loy bring you a unique perspective from inside the sport. Vince is an MMA lead commentator, cage side at many events. Tim Loy is a former MMA organization president and current matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Get big-time national MMA interviews, pay-per-view recaps and previews, matchmaking, predictions, strong opinions, compelling content, weekly things you'll learn, and more on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Three-minute rounds. We're underway in Knoxville.
Here's Vince Ferrara.
In the Cage MMA Radio. Welcome back here in Knoxville, bringing you an hour of weekly MMA talk. I'm Vince Ferrara alongside matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge, Mr. Tim Loy, here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Tim, how are you, sir?
I am well, Vince. I'm ready to jump into it.
Man, let's do it. We got a lot to get to. We have two fantastic guests. That's coming up in our second segment. Normally, we would do the big three stories in this first segment, but because we're loaded up with the two guests, which are Phil Murphy, who covers MMA, fight sports for ESPN, as well as Liv Phoenix Parker. She will join us. She's getting an opportunity with an Invicta FC. We'll talk to both Phil and Liv in our next segment, plus we're going to preview Saturday's show, look ahead to the show in 2 weeks. So let's jump right in to our review of this past Saturday's show. It was UFC in Las Vegas 2, and the main event was Cynthia Calvillo defeating Jessica Ai, 10-1, unanimous decision in that women's flyweight bout. Tim, you and I were all over this. We both really liked the dog. At least she was initially kind of the dogger slash pick'em, but then late it went towards Calvillo's way. People seeing it like we did, Tim, your thoughts on this one?
I think a lot of it had to do with them seeing Jessica Ai at the weigh-in, too, the day before. You know, she missed the weight, allegedly, by only a quarter of a pound. There was a little bit of speculation from Calvillo's camp that Ai's coach had reached out to them before she came up to weigh and said that she was going to be 3, 3.5, 4 pounds over. So she was accused of the old towel trick there by Calvillo. Regardless, officially, she came in a quarter of a pound over, and she seemed kind of proud of that. You know, on social media, people were kind of giving her down the road, and, you know, she seemed like proud that she only missed by a quarter of a pound, which isn't really a good look, I don't think. And I think that's when I really started to feel super confident in our pick with Calvillo at that point. And I loaded up on her as well. And that was, the first round was kind of close-ish. But after that, it was all Calvillo, and I just never really could get it going.
First round that you mentioned, you know, Calvillo ended with a takedown, some top position for the final minute or so that should have given her the difference there. I thought she was in control for most of the fight. Even when I needed some sort of finish towards the end, she didn't really have the juice or the energy. She just like wanted to counter Calvillo, and you can't win when you need a finish just by waiting to counter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of was of the impression that Calvillo may struggle a little bit with getting the takedown with the size differential, but she really didn't. You know, she didn't really struggle too bad at all with that. And once we got a little bit later into the fight, I just didn't have that gear to kick into to make the comeback like she needed, you know. And she'd been in there with tough girls and 5-round fights. This wasn't her night. And you could kind of tell she looked just defeated. She didn't seem to have that fire like she was going to try to mount that comeback, you know, and get that finish.
Checking the updated UFC standings, Tim, Jessica Ai falls from 1-4. Cynthia Calvillo goes from 10-2, just behind Caitlin Chookagian, who is just coming off of a impressive win. She's up to 1. And Chookagian tweeted, "Gimme, gimme," talking about Calvillo. You down for that matchup?
I think it makes the most sense. I think so. She can knock out Chookagian. I think that would be the fight she needs to kind of catapult herself into a title fight. That division is kind of bare right now. Shevchenko's really kind of beat everyone already, so it needs new life. And I think this performance by Calvillo gives a little bit of hope that we'll get a marquee matchup here down the road.
In the co-main event, it was the Paisan, Marvin Vettori, the Italian Dream, getting the win over Carl Robertson. finished them in late in the first round via RNC. You know, Robertson, another guy that's dealt with weight issues, and these two had a lot of heat between them. What were your takeaways in Vettori's win and what you saw from Robertson?
We knew that there was going to be heat there. We knew it was going to be intense. And, you know, Vettori just looked great. I think it was more a testament to just how good and how talented this kid is than anything, because Robertson was, I mean, he was there. It wasn't like he just ran through him. Robertson was active in the scrambles and had some reversals, but he just couldn't hold position because Vettori is just such a beast. And I have to imagine now that he should be in the talks for a ranked fight, you know, something that'll get him up in the mix.
Charles Rosa defeated Kevin Aguilar. That got a split decision victory in a lightweight bout. Andre Feely defeated Charles Jourdain. Split decision victory, 28-29 and then 29-28 on the other two in a featherweight bout. Feely just couldn't believe the fact that he didn't get all three in the judges' scorecards. I thought Feely, after initially getting knocked down and stunned a little bit, he recovered pretty well and controlled the fight. What do you think of the decision? Does he have a case here that it shouldn't have been a split decision, should have been UD?
I didn't have a problem with it. I think the right guy won for sure. I had him winning the second and third rounds. If you give credit to Jourdain for dropping him in the first round, that was the biggest segment of offense, even though Feely did kind of end the round on top. You know, I had a 2-1, but at the same time, he got takedowns. He didn't do a whole lot with them. So I can see judges maybe giving an extra round to Jourdain just because Feely wasn't super active on top when he got those takedowns. Not to mention, Jourdain seemed to block a lot. Like, if you're in certain angles, you don't see every strike that hits, but it looked to me like Jourdain blocked a whole lot of those shots.
Feely says he's one of the best 145ers in the world. Do you agree with that?
I wouldn't put him, you know, in that elite caliber just yet. You know, he hasn't been able to knock off any top level guys that he's come across. He's definitely better than mid-tier, though. He's really kind of like a gatekeeper to the stars, I think. You know, if you want to be in that upper tier, you're going to have to be able to beat Feely. But I need Feely to knock off, a good, solid name above him for me to put him in that conversation.
I'm with you. I haven't seen it yet. Yes, he's probably getting better, but he's not on that level. Good for him to have the confidence. If it helps him out, all for it. But I don't think he is in that class. So number 10, bantamweight, Jordan Espinosa beat Mark De La Rosa. Unanimous decision on this one. Man, I was really impressed with Maria Agapova. And she beat Hannah Cyphers. And you could see the size difference and advantage in this one. And man, she was dominant and using her size advantage and just the strikes. And that left head kick was the one that kind of started the finish for her.
Yeah, she had her way with her. And you know, Hannah Cyphers is tough, but I think she's kind of a smallish 115 already. Yeah very nice kind of coming out party for her.
She was fantastic. An RNC win in round number one. Man, she's going to move up. She had great personality in the post-fight as well. Undercard, Merab Dawalashvili beat Gustavo Lopez, who was a late fill-in for Ray Borg. Merab Dawalashvili, with that performance, he's won four straight right now. Dawalashvili is one of four fighters in the UFC to land 10 takedowns, multiple fights. The other three that did that, where they've had 10-plus takedowns and multiple fights, the other three are Mighty Mouse, Colby Covington, GSP, all won UFC titles. Now, that is a great indicator right there.
Absolutely. You know, he's a guy in that loaded, you know, we've been talking about how stacked 135 is right now. He's a guy that is going to be in the talks, I think, for a big fight sooner rather than later. I'd say he's maybe, you know, one or two fights from being just right up there with your Aljamain Sterlings knocking at the door. You know, he is a kryptonite matchup for anyone that doesn't have just elite wrestling, and his striking's not bad either.
It started out with three quick finishes, and we'll kind of group them together. You tell me what stood out. Christian Aguilera finished off Anthony Ivey in 59 seconds in a welterweight win. Tyson Nam beat Adeshev in 32 seconds in a bantamweight win via KO. Julia Avila beat Gina Mazzani in the first round in 22 seconds, women's bantamweight bout. Never seen three fights start like this with all under a minute finishes. It's pretty spectacular stuff to get us going.
Yeah, that was wild. I would not have called any of those fights to end that quickly, if even get finishes at all. I was on the fence on getting finishes out of any of those fights. So to get that fast a finish was amazing, really. I've got to give the most credit, I think, to Tyson Nam. I think that he really had his own little coming out party. He's a guy that's been around forever. He's got so many fights and, you know, has fought for every organization out there, a long road to get to the UFC. So for him to be able to get kind of a highlight reel win like that, I was glad to see him get it. And I think he got it over the best of the three opponents, if you will. I thought that Mazzani and Ivy looked a little clunky, like maybe they're not long for this, for their assignment here.
And Nam was one of the four that got performance of the night bonuses, along with Agapova, Vettori, and Aguilera, who had that other quick finish. Vettori, biggest payday for a winner, $148,000 total. Cynthia Calvillo got over $100,000 as well, as did Andre Feely. And then Julia Avila, only $24,000 as the lowest winner payday among them. And it's Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. Interviews with ESPN's Phil Murphy and undefeated MMA fighter Liv Parker next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
The moments are etched in our memories.
J.O. Jones just reached out and picked it out of midair.
The mental image is as clear as the moment they happen.
On the pass is going to be caught. Tennessee wins.
Your heart still races to hear the play.
Bottom.
There's nothing like hearing the call in the moment. Now, you have the chance to relive many of the greatest moments in Tennessee's sports history. 99.1 The Sports Animal is bringing you a rebroadcast of several of the greatest games in Volunteer sports lore.
60 yards.
From the 20 to the 10 to the checkerboard.
Relive these moments and share them with those too young to remember right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
The national champion is clad in big orange.
Tune in this week, Saturday at noon, for another Tennessee Volunteer Classic game on your home for Tennessee sports. 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Start it up, keep it up. Knowing Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, plus the know-how you need right when you need it. Power up at Batteries Plus Bulbs or at batteriesplus.com.
Knoxville Martial Arts Academy is Knox County's premier martial arts training center. With a wide diversity of teaching in MMA, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and personal fitness, their students become well-rounded in self-defense and combat sports. From the in-depth training at KMAA, many students have catapulted themselves into professional careers in the UFC, Bellator, and Invicta Fighting Promotions. Come see why so many have chosen to make KMAA their martial arts training headquarters. Join today by visiting the Knoxville Martial Arts Academy at KnoxMMA.com.
Hey guys, it's Ainge for Kings of Real Estate, and my friend and trusted realtor Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate is on fire. Tracy sold the home on Misty Ridge Way for $10,000 over asking price, never hitting the MLS, utilizing his extensive list of ready buyers. Agent selection matters, and now's the time you need to work with an experienced agent with a proven track record like Tracy King. I've had the pleasure of sitting down with Tracy's clients who always say we're so glad we called Tracy King. I've seen Tracy's systems and his extensive list of ready home buyers, thousands of pre-screened buyers looking for homes in the Knoxville and surrounding area. Tracy has a solid track record and guarantees to sell your home at your price, or Tracy will buy it himself, guaranteed, in writing. Do yourself a favor and call the agent with the buyers. Call Tracy King at 365-2323, 365-2323, that's 365-2323, and start packing.
Benchmark Physical Therapy is a leading physical therapy provider dedicated to bringing you back to your best. Benchmark focuses on proven methods, people helping people. Benchmark has more advanced certified clinicians than anyone in the region and outcomes that exceed national standards. Benchmark therapists know the importance of establishing trust with their patients. With over 30 locations in the Knoxville area, we have one close to you. Benchmark is now partnering with Dreher Physical Therapy in Straw Plains, Carnes, and West Knoxville. Visit benchmarkpt.com for a location near you.
Master Remodelers is a full-service remodeling company from the first consultation through design, the pre-construction meeting, and constant communication. You can expect a smooth project from the very beginning. Call 458-0416 or online at remodelingknoxville.com.
Now it's time for In the Cage MMA Radio's weekly marquee interview, letting you hear from the personalities inside the sport. In the Cage.
In the Cage MMA Radio. Welcome back. I'm Vince Ferrara. Tim Loy will rejoin us in the next segment as we look ahead to Saturday's UFC event. Pleased to be joined by ESPN MMA Fight Sports and Sports Center anchor Phil Murphy joins us here on In the Cage MMA Radio in Knoxville. Phil, Vince Ferrara, how you doing during all this, Phil?
I'm doing well, brother. It's good to talk to you again.
Man, good to talk to you. Saturday's UFC Las Vegas 2. What were your takeaways? Calvillo beating I and Vittori B. Robertson and all those quick finishes at the beginning in under a minute. What were some of the things that really stood out to you about Saturday's card?
Well, I mean, you touched on a few of them. Right away, you have three fights finish within a minute. And three fights into a card, you've already matched the UFC record for most sub-1-minute finishes for an entire event. And we're seeing this small octagon, high finishing rate isn't an anomaly, and it's something that we discussed when they moved things to the Apex facility, both on my programs and on Ariel's show, and everybody's talking about it. You're reducing the octagon size by 44%, which is very, very significant from your standard 30-foot diameter octagon going down to the 25 diameter. That's in terms of total area, that 44% reduction. So you're seeing a much higher rate of finishes. You're seeing fighters not have the same, lateral mobility to evade defensively that they normally have. And so you saw that play out in the first couple of fights. And then on the top of the card, Cynthia Calvillo looked like she found a good spot for her at flyweight. She did look a little small against Jessica Ai, but Jessica Ai is, you could argue more of a natural bantamweight, someone having missed weight in each of her last two fights. And even when she fought Shevchenko, she had a very difficult weight cut to get down to the 125 even number. But Calvillo, someone who as an amateur fought at bantamweight and flyweight herself. She actually beat Aspen Ladd as an amateur at flyweight, and then had her own struggles at strawweight making weight. So I think she's found a nice little home in a weight class that's looking for contenders. And then Marvin Vittori showed that his close fight against Israel Adesanya a couple of years ago was no fluke, and that he continued to look very dominant and very big for 185. He was a very large middleweight, and I think he comes away from that fight feeling very happy about his performance, and we come away from this fight looking eagerly toward what might be next for him.
Well, I think the shows in Las Vegas have looked great at the Apex, and obviously we're going to get to Fight Island in a second, but without the fans, I think the UFC has done a real nice job. On the topic of fans eventually returning, Dana White said, I'm not doing 50% capacity. It's either all fans or we're sticking to the empty arenas with just the personnel. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it makes sense from a financial perspective, because I don't know what the costs are to rent out an arena. I imagine they're extortionate. They're probably pretty steep to go to. I mean, pick your arena in any state. So for him to say automatically off the top, our gate capacity or gate ceiling would be reduced by 50% vis-a-vis hosting it at a facility they don't need to buy, that they own and operate themselves, they can control all the ins and outs of it. They know as far as coronavirus protocols, how to execute an event there. From both a financial perspective and a safety perspective, it makes all the sense in the world that the UFC would just continue to operate events at venues wherein they have a measure of control, with the aforementioned Fight Island being the exception.
Well, let's go there. Fight Island was finally revealed by Dana White on the ESPN on First Take. What were some things that stood out to you about the way this setup is going to take place?
Well, honestly, it didn't surprise me. It was Yas Island. I had kind of heard through the grapevine that was out there, and hearing in an interview I did with Dana, him talking about potential visa concerns for Fight Island, that perked up my attention, because I thought the whole purpose of this they'd be able to circumvent some of those, legal pitfalls of visas and things like that. So we had talked internally about potential destinations, and Yas Island was one of them that came up. The reason we didn't think it was realistic is because Abu Dhabi has very, very strict, that emirate has very, very strict coronavirus protocols. And how are they going to host this event? Well, we now know they created something of a safety zone, a 25 square kilometer area around the arena that only fighters, show staff, and essential personnel are able to enter. You know, Fight Island, it was marketed as this kind of street fighter scene. It's certainly not that. I mean, Yas Island is literally next door to an IKEA. But the cool thing about it is we'll get four fights over 14 days. And it all kicks off with a three championship fight pay-per-view, UFC 251, that is a very, very deep card, and I think really will appeal to a lot of fans.
Do you do international sports centers, and you've traveled a lot around the world? Have you been to Abu Dhabi before?
No, we had talked about me going there for UFC 242 when they were at the arena in September, the Poirier-Nurmagomedov fight. Just didn't work out logistically for some other things I had going on. Namely, I was going to UFC 243 in Australia. So it is on a bucket list to go there. It's got a great jiu-jitsu history. They host the one of the world championships, one of the World Cup events is in Abu Dhabi. Well, that's where Mackenzie Dern actually made her claim to fame when she beat Gabrielle Garcia, was in Abu Dhabi. So it's an area that is very educated in martial arts. I'd love to go. Don't think this one's going to work this time around, but you know, I have my phone on just in case.
We're visiting with the ESPN's Phil Murphy, covers a lot of different sports, fight sports, and then also does international sports centers for the network around the world. Phil, let me quick hit these UFC 251 title fights that are out there. Just give me your thoughts on them real quick on each, and then maybe a prediction if you have one. We'll start with Usman Burns for that welterweight title of Usman's. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, for me, this one of the three, I think, is the least predictable. Burns has been so hot, and Usman, you know, hasn't had the same level of activity. Though when he has fought, he's been very dominant. A part of me is still a little disappointed we're not seeing Masvidal Usman. That was one of the biggest fights the UFC could make. I was at Radio Row at the Super Bowl when all of that nonsense went down. Mm-hmm. But that fight doesn't completely go away. If Usman is able to win, I think that's one they'd be foolish not to do later in the year. But Burns is no slouch. I mean, this is a guy who's won Mundials in jiu-jitsu, and obviously he's shown in recent fights. He has some hands. He's been training hard with Henry Hoof and the Hard Knocks 365 boys. So I'd say it's the hardest one for me to predict. I have a hard time picking against Usman because he has been so dominant. But if I were a better, and I am, I'm staying away from this one because I could absolutely see a scenario where Burns is able to dominate on his feet like he did against Tyron Woodley, and the fight ends up looking a little bit like that. So I think it will be a decision. I think it's going to go the distance. I don't know if either guy's going to get a finish, but as far as how it goes, I mean, that's why we're going to tune in. I'm not really sure how it's going to go. I would lean Usman, but not very heavily.
Co-main, Alex Volkanovski and number one contender Max Holloway. Second time these two are getting together, as Volkanovski obviously has the featherweight strap. What do you see in this one?
I mean, I see a lot of what I saw at UFC 245. You know, that was 6 months ago in Vegas, that within 3 minutes of the fight, you realize Max is in a lot of trouble. He didn't have answers for the leg kicks of Volkanovski. And it's one thing for somebody to just throw leg kicks, but they're not naked leg kicks. Volkanovski does a lot with high feints and kicking low and feinting low and punching. And I've talked to Alex about it. You know, he was on our show last week. And he laughs at me because he's like, you think you've got it figured out. It's a lot more complex than that. And I'm sure it is. But from what I see, it's hard to figure out. And Max had a hard time figuring it out. And the one time Max was able to get some rhythm in that fight was toward the end of the second round, when he had to abandon his orthodox stance because his lead leg was just getting chopped to death. And he went southpaw. And Alex having to reach across and hit that lead leg southpaw, he was just, you know, incrementally slower, and Max was able to land some strikes. And that was the one round I scored for Max, was the second round. But then in his corner, Eugene Behrman comes out. They make a quick adjustment. Now we're fighting orthodoxy southpaw, and Alex tore him up in the third round. So that, to me, is going to be the biggest factor for Alex, not being able to train with Eugene Behrman. He can't go to New Zealand and City Kickboxing. He's staying in Australia, and he does his training in Australia, his home gym, Freestyle Fight Gym, which is a short drive from his house, but he normally does his camps in Auckland, New Zealand, with City Kickboxing. That's Israel Adesanya, Dan Hooker, that gym, those boys, Brad Riddell. Mm-hmm. So Alex has said he's only able to do Zoom chats with his coaches from CKB as far as strategy, and he's doing all his training in Sydney. That's the one thing where I think Alex might be in trouble, is if, you know, he's not able to strategize in the same way and have the same caliber of training partners in his camp, you know, world champion and somebody who's climbing the ladder quickly in Hooker. But other than that, I don't see a reason to believe that this fight is going to go any differently than what we saw 6 months ago.
Visiting with ESPN's Phil Murphy, we'll skip Jan and Aldo for that bantamweight strap, because I want to, last thing, get your thoughts, and it'll be open-ended. You can take it however you want, because there's a lot of layers to it. Connor allegedly retiring. Cejudo allegedly retiring. John Jones being unhappy. Masvidal being unhappy. Now Amanda Nunes may retire, have a family, and because she's got no competition as the GOAT. Does Dana White have a star problem right now? What do you make of all this?
I mean, they've had a star problem basically since Ronda Rousey retired, because they've had Connor, but he's notoriously, pun intended, not an easy negotiation, because he knows his value. So anytime that Connor fights, he gets paid. And the UFC, you know, there's all kinds of reports of financial constraints on Endeavor, who owns them, that, you know, it makes sense that they wouldn't want fighter salaries to exponentially grow. Well, now you have this collection of stars who, look, there's no fighters union, but once you get to a certain number of stars who are sitting out, it's de facto unionization that if one of them is getting paid, all of them is going to get paid, and somebody's got to get paid, because, you know, the company I work for, ESPN, is paying $700 million a year to get these UFC rights. And all due respect to Ian Calvillo, that's not a typical UFC main event, even for a cable card. So as, look, 251 is great. It's loaded. But after that, you have, yes, Cormier, Miocic, but you named five of the biggest stars in the sport who aren't in the sport and have said it's going to take a big money or big name fight for them to get back into it. Now they're in a precarious position. The UFC is to figure out how to pay these people, appease their broadcasters, and thread that needle with, you know, again, numbers of reports of financial concerns there. I don't have the answer for you. But the answer isn't let these five people walk away from the game for good, because none of us win in that scenario.
Absolutely not. Hey, real quick, tell everyone about your show, your work, plug that for everybody.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, so most of my stuff your listeners probably won't be able to see. It's on, you know, international airwaves for ESPN in Australia, the UK, Canada, Sub-Saharan Africa, Caribbean, basically any English language market outside the U.S., but I have been doing a lot of work for ESPNMMA.com, ESPN.com/MMA, I should say. I've been doing some writing for them. Got some stuff coming up later this week. And what else? Yeah, man, that's basically it. Yeah, most of my stuff that I do, that the international, most of the good stuff on the international shows, I should say, I put on my Twitter account, which is Phil_Sports. That's where you can find, you know, if you're curious to see the Volkanovski interview, that's a good spot to catch that. So I'm able to you know, have an outlet for people who are live in the U.S. And might be interested in consuming some of my stuff. So appreciate that.
Yep. You guys at ESPN doing a great job, and you're right in the middle of it. Phil, great to catch up with you. Stay safe and healthy out there. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Just visited with Phil Murphy from ESPN MMA. And now we transition into someone that's getting an unbelievable opportunity that's long overdue. If those of you that have been to our Valor Fighting Challenge shows in the Knoxville area and in the Southeast, it's a great Southeast organization. You've seen her stay undefeated, work her way up through the ranks, and now getting an opportunity with Invicta. Oh, by the way, Knox County Schools teacher, wonderful person, a BA, basically. Liv joins us. How you doing, Liv?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing excellent. So there's so much to get to you, but let's talk about that opportunity. You shared Invicta's release, and they've given you an opportunity to take on Chelsea Chandler in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what this opportunity that you have been working hard for and you so much deserve. What runs through your mind now with this opportunity being in front of you?
Just straight excitement. And I'm just ready. You know, it's been one of those things where when I first started, it was just to lose weight. And so this wasn't even a goal. And then I think at some point about 2 years ago, it kind of became one of those, maybe I could do it. And then I really wanted to do it. And then I went with Shayna and I cornered her. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I want to do this. So I am super stoked to be able to take this opportunity. I'm beyond excited, beyond ready.
We're revisiting with Liv Parker here on In the Cage MMA Radio. I'm Vince Ferrar. Tim Lawyer, rejoin us next segment. So how did this come to be? Did they contact your camp, sliding your DMs? How did this work?
We were contacted through Danny, who is who's an agent with MMA. They offered the fight to us through him. They contacted us about 2 weeks ago. I signed the contract Friday, I guess a week ago, last Friday. So it's been about 2 weeks. It was like basically a 4-week turnaround. So it was quick. It was just one of those things where my coaches throughout the entire coronavirus, and they've been like, be ready, keep your weight down, you know, keep training. So we've gone hard the whole time trying to make sure that if that call came, because we thought that because of travel restrictions, you know, they were going to have to keep fighters, domestic fighters, only fighting. So they came out on Facebook even a couple of weeks ago, Invicted it, and said, hey, look, if you're a local fighter and you live in the United States, I want your information because we need fighters. We can't get any of our foreign fighters on American soil. So we knew that opportunity was there. So we've been pushing for it. And then they contacted me and said, listen, there's several things working right now. Get your weight down, keep getting it down. I was like, okay. Then like the very next morning, they're like, oh, we have a fight. And so once things started going, it went really fast, despite the fact that it's been like basically 6 months with nothing. And then it was like, you know, but once it started, the ball started rolling, it rolled fast. So it's been exciting.
What was the first thing that ran through your mind? Oh, I got to do this in training. Oh, I got to tell this and this person. What was the first thing when you knew that you were getting this opportunity that ran through your mind?
I mean, I was just excited. I wanted to tell my husband. I wanted to tell my kids. I wanted to tell everybody, and you can't for a while. So I knew for about a week, and I couldn't tell anybody. So I was like, I was just excited to get back in the gym, and I was like, holy crap, I got to lose weight. So it's always the first thing that happens when I get a fight is, okay, diet time. So
how far do you walk around at from where you fight at?
I try to walk around at about in the mid-170s. Mm-hmm. We try to be within 20 to 25 pounds of that. This time I was not, because I didn't listen when they said be good. I wasn't that far gone, but so basically it was far enough that we were like, well, this is going to be an aggressive cut. So, but it's going well. I'm right where I need to be, so it'll be cool.
Awesome. What do you know about your opponent, Chelsea Chandler?
She's left-handed, and she's a 135er coming up to fight at 145. And she's an all-around good fighter. I mean, she's got good ground game. She's got good striking. She's a good boxer. So, I mean, she's going to be a tough opponent, and I'm super excited about that. Like, I'm ready to go to war, so I can't wait!
No doubt. We're visiting with Liv Parker here on In the Cage MMA Radio. See her undefeated as a fighter, both amateur and a professional. Seen her at Valor Fighting Challenge, now getting an opportunity July 2nd in Kansas City. A weird Thursday night show in Kansas City with Invicta FC. I know you have aggressive weight cut. You have a lot of training to do and cram it into that short period of time. In a downtime, sitting on the couch or dazing moment, have you thought about what a win would mean for you in your career?
I feel like there's been a lot of people that have hated on me a lot, honestly, saying that I haven't beaten anybody. And so I think it would be good, because it would be proof that, hey, this girl, she's 2-1. You know, she's a good fighter to shut a lot of people up. It would just mean a lot, because I feel like I want it so bad for my gym. I want it so bad for my teammates. If I go out there and do a good job and represent myself well, the opportunities come to them too, because they've gone before me and done a really good job and made these promotions see that our gym is awesome and keep bringing us in. I hope it means that more of my teammates get a chance to fight at the higher level. And I hope it means for me a shot at, you know, the UFC or, you know, other higher, more fights. Give me more fights, off, you know?
Take them all.
Take everybody. Put them in the cage all together.
Have they told you who you'll be able to take? Because I know, you know, some of those venues, there's a restriction on people around and corners. Mm-hmm. Do you know who can go with you and who is going to go with you?
Actually, Invicta is only allowing one person in one corner. So I am taking Taylor Turner with me.
Okay.
So it'll be me and Taylor, and that's it. And apart from that, there's no one else allowed to be there. So.
Wow. As far as performing in an empty arena without fans, have you thought about that? I mean, obviously you guys train without fans, but is that even a thought or anything for you at all?
I've thought about it. You know, we do a lot of visualization, you know, exercises and stuff. And so trying to visualize being in that room and it being completely quiet, because I mean, even at the gym, there's 12 other sparring sessions going on around you. So there's still constantly noise and people talking and yelling and stuff. So it will be very quiet. And that's one of the things that you have to kind of prepare yourself for and wonder, you know, how is this going to affect me as a fighter when I walk out and I have my fight song playing and there's no one screaming? So I feel like in one sense, it'll be kind of weird. The other, it won't be as scary. Like, one of the things that I like fighting at the Joe, because it's so little, it doesn't feel massive. There's not all these people everywhere. It's kind of intimate. And I feel like that will lend itself to that environment. And I'll be honest, when I went out to watch Shanna fight, the Invicta promotion is more built for online anyway. So, I mean, like, it's never, I mean, there's always a decent amount of fans, but you'd be surprised. Most people watch Invicta fights online anyway. So, I mean, like, there's usually a good sized crowd, but it's not crazy like you'd think. So I think I'll be okay. But like, it is something that you have to think about and plan for and prepare yourself for. There's not going to be anyone screaming.
So our listeners that want to watch you fight, where is it available online?
It's on UFC Fight Pass. On UFC Fight Pass, all Invicta fights are streamed live through there.
The next night, Friday night, is the return of Valor Fighting Challenge at the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
A number of your teammates will be on display there. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts on your teammates getting a chance to perform and just MMA coming back to Knoxville again.
It's exciting. I mean, with all that that's been going on, you know, the loss of sports, the loss of these people to be able to compete, to have the spectators coming in and being able to watch, like, people miss that. And it's, When you're training in day in and day out and no one is fighting and no one is getting an opportunity and you just beat each other up without any end in sight, to have the Valor back up and running means so much. I think it breathes extra life back into our gym again, you know, because for a while there, you know, we were all just in there like, we don't know when we're going to get to fight again. We don't know when this is going to happen. And now we know, you know, that it's up and running. So it's been a breath of fresh air. It's meant a lot, even people that aren't fighting on this card, because we all know that if they can fight, then that means soon enough we all get to fight as well. And there is an end in sight to all this madness. So,
and makes a big change knowing you have a fight to prepare for as opposed to just that unknown, right?
Right. It's easier to cut weight. It's easier to do everything when you know this is when I have to have it done by. So, I mean, like, it just helps.
No doubt. Well, it'll be an all-amateur show July 3rd at the Cotton Eye Joe. Might even be the first spectator sport in this area.
Yeah.
That will be a lot of fun. Get your tickets early because it's going to be limited with social distancing. And be sure to jump on UFC Fight Pass to watch Liv Parker, her Invicta FC debut.
Take I'm so excited.
Hey, we're excited for you. You're the best. Good luck. And we'll talk to you about it afterwards on the show. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. That is Liv Parker. We will take a look at UFC's card this Saturday night and tell you who's going to win that main event, that heavyweight bout. That's next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
The fastest 2 hours in radio is back. Food City and Trendsetters Media Group presents the Lead Lap.
Denny Hamlin outruns the Lightning at Homestead. And it's time to go super speedway racing. It's on to Talladega.
Strap in for the Lead Lap Saturday from 10 till noon, only on Sports Radio WNML.
What a difference a day makes. Hey, it's Ainge, and in just one day, you can get a competitive cash offer for your home from my friend and trusted realtor, Tracy King, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Kings of Real Estate team. Things are changing by the minute, and for some of us, that means the time to sell is right now. Like always, Tracy King has stepped up to help homeowners maximize the sale of their home. Whether it's making you a great cash offer in just 24 hours or activating the Tracy King's unique seller protection program, an option that safely and successfully markets your home online to over 12,000 ready buyers with tours, offers, and closing performed virtually without any in-person interaction. Plus, Tracy King guarantees your home will sell at a price and a timeline you agree to, or he'll buy it himself. He puts you in control for selling your home for top dollar, and you can get a 24-hour cash offer today by calling 365-2323 and get your home sold.
The proceeding was a paid announcement.
Hello, this is Nick with Reflective Floor Treatments, your local concrete polishing contractor. We've just celebrated our 10th year serving Knoxville and the surrounding area, and we'd like to say thank you to all of our customers. Reflective offers a low maintenance, attractive, and durable concrete surface that is great for any indoor application. We can revitalize your concrete surface. Call us today at 865-806-0085 or visit us online at reflectivefloortreatments.com. Thank you, Knoxville, for the past 10 years as we look forward to many more.
Mortgage Investors Group stands ready to serve your home financing needs. They're working closely with their title company partners, making special provisions for safe and timely closings. Mortgage Investors Group is committed to ensuring their employees are safe and their clients' needs are met. Let MIG and their experts help you with any questions to help fit your needs and achieve your goals. Go to MIGonline.com for the office nearest you. Equal housing lender, license 1091-11.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-445-6363. That's 800-445-6363. 800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What big events are coming up in MMA?
Well, right now, Vince and Tim have the answers.
This is the pay-per-view and MMA show preview on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio with Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferraro. Right now, it's our preview of the UFC show this Saturday night, June 20th, back in Las Vegas. Blaydes versus Volkov. Blaydes ranked 3 in the heavyweight division. Volkov at number 7. Blaydes is certainly such a big guy with a wrestling pedigree. You're not as high on Blaydes as some other guys in the division. Tim, how do you see this one playing out?
I mean, he's a solid wrestler for sure. He's a really good wrestler. He's not a guy that I go out of my way to see. He hasn't had any fights yet that I've just, it's been must-see TV to me. That said, I can acknowledge he's certainly got talent. I clock him as the favorite in this fight against Volkov, honestly. I think if he can implement his wrestling, he'll probably grind a decision, maybe a late finish, because Volkov, we've seen slow down before in previous fights. You know, he was getting the better of Derek Lewis, a Black Beast, and then he faded and lost terrifically. So he's one of those guys that I just don't have a whole lot of stock in at this point. And I think Blaydes is going to get the win here and surely be in the talks for a title fight here once everything shakes out with this rematch.
Yeah, because you got Stipe and DC that are going to do their trilogy. You would think Ngannou is next, and then we'll see how it plays out after that. You know, maybe you see Blaydes and Lewis one more time, because Blaydes is still going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait for Stipe and DC. You're going to have to wait for Ngannou. I mean, I know he's number 3, even if he wins his fight, he's still going to have to fight somebody in the interim, right?
Yeah. He's not going to skip Ngannou at this point with that being, a pretty one-sided loss that he took. Right. So, you know, he's not going to bypass him. And I don't see Ngannou being forced to beat him again. Right. To get his title fight. So, yeah, he probably got one more after this, I would imagine, and then fight the winner of whoever Ngannou, however that shakes out when Ngannou fights the winner of this rematch.
Co-main on Saturday's card, number 8, Josh Emmett, number 10, Shane Burgos in the featherweight division. How do you see this one playing out?
This one's going to be good. This is one of the best fights of the night, I think. Both guys are really solid strikers. It's kind of a volume over power. You know, Burgos throws a lot. He throws a lot of punches. But then Emmett's got just that one-stop pop that, can end a fight in any moment. So that's actually one of the fights that I'm looking forward to the most.
Do you have a favorite, Aleen?
Man, I'm going to go with Burgos. I think that he's got a good chin, and I think his activity should carry him in a decision. But, at any time, Emmett could hit a knockout punch. So I won't be just shocked. But, if we go the distance, I feel like we're looking at Burgos.
You know, there's a fair amount of ranked fighters on this card. They were few and far between last Saturday. And there's another matchup of ranked fighters. Women's Bantamweight Division, number 6, Raquel Pennington, number 10. Marin Renault, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, Renault is starting to get a little up there in the years, so she doesn't have much more time to make some sort of run. Mm-hmm. And right now she's kind of on the skids anyway. And then, of course, Pennington last time out just got mauled. There was the question of whether or not her corner should even let her go back out there. There was some blame being thrown around, remember, about how much damage she took. Who knows how someone comes back from that? Did that break her, or did that make her super iron-willed going into this, that she wants to erase that showing? So there's some intrigue in this one. But, the loser of this one tumbles out of the talks, I feel like. It's a kind of a must-win.
Couple others on the main card, Bilal Muhammad against Lyman Good in a welterweight bout. Veteran Jim Miller, who lost to Hot Sauce Scott Holtzman. He's taking on Roosevelt Roberts, lightweight bout. Any thoughts on either of those two?
You know, I think that both of those are actually pretty pretty interesting fights. I think that the Jim Miller-Roosevelt Roberts fight is your classic, you know, young up-and-comer who's been very impressive, very, you know, long and tall and just physical against your veteran that has been there, done that. And, you know, we've been seeing a lot of these type matchups. So I think that this is going to let us know if Roosevelt Roberts is for real. It's a big step up in experience, you know, from guys that he's been fighting. So we'll see. It's interesting to see Miller get another fight before Hot Sauce, who got the win there over him. You know, that's kind of frustrating to see, you know. But at the same time, like, you wouldn't imagine that Hot Sauce would really want to fight with Roosevelt Roberts at this right. point, because there's not a whole lot to gain there. And, you know, he's on the verge of the rankings, whereas Roberts is just kind of an upstart still.
Exactly what I thought of. Hey, Hot Sauce should get the opportunity to fight, but this isn't the fight he needs. He needs somebody at the bottom of the rankings to where he can hop and make a move. Rest of the undercard fights, and then just whatever stands out to you real quick. Bobby Green against another veteran in Clay Guida. Number 12, Tisha Torres against Brianna Van Buren, women's strawweight bout. They got Marc-Andre Barriot against Oscar Pichota in a middleweight bout. Number 15, Courtney Casey against Jillian Robertson, women's flyweight. Frank Camacho versus Matt Frivola, lightweight bout. Number 5, Roxanne Modafferi, women's flyweight bout, against number 6, Lauren Murphy, another battle of ranked fighters there, and Austin Hubbard against Mac Roshkoff, lightweight bout, the standout amongst that group.
I like this undercard, man. It's a nice mix of veterans and up-and-comers, you know, with your Clay Guidas and your Bobby Greens and your Roxanne Modafferis, you know, while you've still got these up-and-comers. This Max Roshkoff is just a stud wrestler from NC State, and he's taking this fight on super short notice, but he's the favorite in this fight against Austin Hubbard. That's a guy that's going to kick off the card, and I suggest you keep an eye out for him for sure. And then I like that Brianna Van Buren, Tisha Torres fight. Is, you know, Van Buren, a former Invicta champion, she's on the come up. Torres is kind of, you know, a well-known name, but has been faltering as of late, so it's kind of a crossroads fight. I actually like this undercard.
The lightning round presented by KMAA. That is next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
When special guests call in to 99.1 The Sports Animal, you hear them on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, stanleyfence.com.
Close your eyes. Let your mind escape. It's a beautiful day. The sky is a brilliant blue and temperatures are soaring. Now is the time to make your dream come true. Call Pools by Heritage and enjoy your new pool this summer. For over 30 years, Heritage has been building quality gunite pools. From design and construction to maintenance, Heritage does everything in-house. Plus, Heritage can add an outdoor kitchen, pool house, outdoor fireplace, or fire pit. Call 947-7527 or learn more at poolsbyheritage.com.
Tennessee, it's time to get back to work. If your business needs to hire qualified candidates, Cumulus Knoxville is hosting a virtual job fair. Just go to tnjobfair.com to get more information. That's tnjobfair.com. The tnjobfair.com is all online, so candidates will come directly to your online booth, see what your company has to offer, and upload their resumes. Find out how you can meet your new workforce at tnjobfair.com.
Start it up, keep it up. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, get the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and Lawn and Garden batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Here's Terry, another satisfied patient of Dr. James Kotsianis.
My family and I have been a patient of Dr. Kotsianis since 1993. He and his staff are kind and helpful. My front teeth were out of line, and I had a low gum line, so Dr. Consiana suggested laser surgery to raise my gum line. I had 6 crowns and found the experience to be painless, and the results enhanced my smile.
New patients are welcome to call Dr. Jim's office at 584-0276 or find Dr. Jim Kotsianis, General and Cosmetic Dentistry, online at drjimdentist.com.
Knoxville Martial Arts Academy is Knox County's premier martial arts training center. With a wide diversity of teaching in MMA, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and personal fitness, their students become well-rounded in self-defense and combat sports. From the in-depth training at KMAA, many students have catapulted themselves into professional careers in the UFC, Bellator, and Invicta fighting promotions. Come see why so many have chosen to make KMAA their martial arts training headquarters. Join today by visiting the Knoxville Martial Arts Academy at knoxmma.com.
This time of year can be taxing, not governmental taxing. I'm talking about the quality of water in East Tennessee can be taxing.
taxing on your skin, your hair, your health, and water heaters, humidifiers, and coffee makers. So take your tax return and fix your taxing water now. Hi, I'm David Brewster from AquaClear Water Systems, and right now you can get up to $200 off and up to 24 months no interest. So call 694-1725, 694-1725, or sign up at our website, AquaClearWS.com, AquaClearWS.com.
Chancy and Reynolds earned the name Big Dog of Heating and Cooling because they've been around since 1978, and heating and cooling is all they do. If you need straightforward, no-nonsense financing, they have many options to choose from. If you need service or repair on your Rheem or other HVAC brands, they can do that. If your heating and air unit needs to be replaced, they can do that too, and at a fair price. Call Chancy and Reynolds at 525-5076 or online at chancyreynolds.com. Need a little help around the house? Made for You is your answer. Spend more time doing the things you like with the ones you love and call 717-3008 or go online to MAID, the number 4, the letter ULLC.com. Made for You Cleaning Service. We'll sweep you off your feet.
There's still a lot of MMA to tell you about and react to.
Since we're short on time, we'll have to make it quick. But we promise it'll be good.
Here's the MMA Lightning Round on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Back here on In the Cage MMA Radio. Great to have you with us. I am Vince Ferrara alongside matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge, Tim Loy. You can follow him on Facebook at Tim Loy. You can follow me on Twitter at Vince Sports. Find our podcast on the show page at 991thesportsanimal.com and also wherever you get all your podcasts on Google or iTunes. Make sure you rate us, subscribe, and share as well. Our lightning round is brought to you by Knoxville Martial Arts Academy. Great to have KMAA on board with us. They've got kids martial arts and self-defense, MMA, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, personal fitness, yoga, in-depth training, tremendous staff that includes UFC fighters and fighters from major organizations around the country. You can find them online, KnoxMMA.com. Go see them. They will take care of you regardless of what you're looking to improve on. You can give them a call as well at 865-771-8775. Great to have KMAA sponsoring our lightning round. Valor Fighting Challenge coming up July 3rd. Cotton Eye Joe, Tim, what's the latest on this ammo card?
It's a big one. We got a lot of fights set for a couple weeks from now. It's we got titles on the line. We've got a full contact Muay Thai. We got some old faces, some new faces. It's gonna be a good time, man. And headlined by that welterweight title fight, Carter Beekman taking on Alan Miller, and a whole lot more. And you can get your tickets at FighterTix.com. It'll be limited capacity, so I would suggest doing that soon.
And full fight breakdown on the Valor Hour podcast, right?
That's right. You know, we'll go in depth about all the fights for this weekend, and more in depth about that actual show as well in the weeks to come with some interviews on the Valor Hour podcast, myself, that's hosted with Justin Watson. And we drop that every Thursday morning. You can get it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast.
Yeah, Radio Influence does a great job in putting that together. So it's a must listen to get you ready for those shows. That next show with MMA coming back in the area is July 3rd. The night before July 2nd in Kansas City, a Thursday night, Liv Parker is going to get her debut with Invicta against Chelsea Chandler. We talked to Liv Parker in the second segment. Tim, what do you think about this opportunity? Long overdue for Liv Parker.
Yeah, you know, it's something that she's been shooting for now for a while, and I'm super excited for her to get that opportunity. And it's a big one. You know, Invicta is the main pipeline for females to get into the UFC. And so, you know, that eyes will be on her, and a big performance will hopefully get her a shot at the next level above that even.
Coming up in 2 weeks, it's Dustin Poirier, Dan Hooker, lightweight division. Just a quick look ahead. Who do you like in that main event June 27th in Vegas?
Man, I got to go with Dan Hooker here. You know, he's gone on the record and said he expects a title fight with a win, knocking off the number 3 ranked guy after just knocked off two number 6s. And so I'm going with Hooker early.
And then also on that card, on the undercard, Violent Bob Ross, Luis Pena, who's been in the VFC, he's taking on Kamal Worthy in a lightweight bout. What do you think about this opportunity for Luis Pena?
man, it's a good fight. You know, both these guys are very similarly built, tall and long, and they're both characters. And so it's going to be an exciting one. You know, it's a fight that Luis needs to get after his last very close decision loss to Frivola.
Wish Luis Pena the best of luck. Tim, we never have enough time to get everything we want to in, but it's always enjoyable. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, Vince.
All right, that is Tim Loy, matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. I'm Vince Ferrara. That'll wrap things up for this week. You guys stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week on In the Cage MMA Radio. Good night.
Benchmark Physical Therapy is a leading physical therapy provider dedicated to bringing you back to your best. Benchmark focuses on proven methods, people helping people. Benchmark has more advanced certified clinicians than anyone in the region and outcomes that exceed national standards. Benchmark therapists know the importance of establishing trust with their patients. With over 30 locations in the Knoxville area, we have one close to you, including Harriman, Farragut, Kodak, and North Shore Drive. Visit benchmarkpt.com for a location near you.
Heather here for my dentist, Dr. Donnie Dean with Dean Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Donnie Dean has brought my smile to a whole new level. He worked with me every visit to redesign my smile. We changed the shape, whitened my teeth, and now I have more confidence in my smile, and he has me smiling more and happy to show off his work. Let Dr. Donnie Dean and his great staff improve your smile and give you that feeling of always wanting to smile. Make my dentist your dentist with Dean Cosmetic Dentistry, 539-1119, or visit DeanCosmeticDentistry.com.
It might be old-fashioned, but Chancy and Reynolds is committed to its customers, not their profit margin. Chancy and Reynolds thinks you should speak to a human when you call, so you will. Their new Rheem unit provides efficient comfort, and their service to your existing furnace, heat pump, or geothermal unit will help keep the utility bill low. Service-oriented and fair to its customers, Chancy and Reynolds has kept East Tennessee comfortable since 1978.
Cheap is for the birds, not for hardworking homeowners who need quality replacement windows, siding, or doors. That's why locally owned CRS Exteriors offers only the best products at a fair, honest price. A CRS isn't the cheapest, it's the best in pricing, in customer service, superior products, including Infinity by Marvin Windows. You want a free estimate? Price the rest, call the best. CRS Exteriors, 670-8823 or crsexteriors.com.
Hey, I'm Will West here with Andrew Henderson from Fitness Together Knoxville. The biggest thing that people bring up to me when they go and train at Fitness Together is the way you guys help them with their nutrition as well.
Will, you're right. Our Nutrition Together program teaches people the right way to eat so they lose weight without putting it back on.
And Andrew, right now you're offering a great deal for the listeners.
Absolutely. Come in, try it. There's a complimentary trial session and consultation. If you like it, we'll take $100 off your 3-month Jumpstart program.
KnoxFT.com. KnoxFT.com for Fitness Together.
At East Tennessee Children's Hospital, when we say child life specialist, it means
they make hospitals less scary.
When we say we have the most skilled pediatricians, it means
he explains things so I can understand.
And when we say East Tennessee Children's Hospital is one of only 46 freestanding children's hospitals in the whole country, it means
it's a place all about me.
Get to know East Tennessee Children's Hospital now for those unpredictable moments down the road. East Tennessee Children's Hospital. We get kids. Learn more at ETCH.com.
Technology has to be updated constantly, right? Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. And wouldn't life be much easier if you had one company that could help you with smart home automation, cabling for entertainment systems, even hanging TVs? We provide more than just security alarms and cameras. We are your whole house technology providers with solutions you can actually live with. Come see us on Kingston Pike in Farragut. Call 474-9495 or visit hissecurity.com. Tennessee license number 1545.
Thanks for listening to In the Cage MMA Radio as Vince and Tim bring you inside the fight game of MMA with this unique weekly one-hour show. Join us again next Wednesday night, 8 to 9 on 99.1, The Sports Animal.